Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Very good to be here again. I was thinking about some of the things that Paul wrote in the New Testament. At least three times he called for a greeting to the church that was in the house.
And two
times he mentioned the church that was in the house of Aquila and Priscilla. Another time he mentioned the church that is in the house of Nymphas. So here we are meeting in the church that is in the house of Phicary. You know that this is church. You don't have to be in the big building down the street. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. We can go to a big church and have a meeting and Jesus might not be in the midst. Amen. But here we are in the church in the house of Phicary. And I believe that Jesus is here in our midst. Amen. We're in agreement on that, aren't we?
Yes.
Amen. All right. You know, I had an awful time when I was young trying to believe that this is really church.
I
had been so trained by the religious world that I believed that you had to be in this order and this and this and this. And to even believe that I have the authority to preach the Word of God. Amen. Well, let's talk about something else. Bible talks about wanting us to be sons of God. In fact, where is that verse in Hebrews that says that it is God's purpose to bring many sons into glory? It's in the first part of Hebrews. And you would think I would have it underlined by now. Many sons into glory. It's in the first part of Hebrews. Well, you'll just have to take my word for it, and somebody will have to find it for me after we get started. But it tells that God's purpose is to bring... Oh, here it is. It's right here in front of me. 2:10. 2:10. Underlined and circled even. And we're talking about the purpose of Jesus, and it says in verse 10, "For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, and to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings."
Bizulijos, the Kabur Siamata, Yemedanatum Ras, Vamakarai Fetsundan, ከእርሱ የተነሳ ሁሉ በእርሱ ሁሉ ለሆነ ለእርሱ ተገብቶታልና የሚቀድሰውና የሚቀደሱት ሁሉ ከአንድ ናቸውና ስለዚህ ምክንያት ስምህን ለወንድሞቼ ነግራቸዋለሁ በማህበር መካከል በዜማ አመሰግናለሁ ደግሞ እኔ በእርሱ ታመናለሁ ያለ እነሆኝ እኔ እግዚአብሔር የሰጠኝንም ልጆች ሲል ወንድሞች ብሎ ሊጠራቸው አያፍርም
Amen. Well, now, what does it mean that God wants many sons? First of all, let me say that this word sons is not a male-female gender thing. The sisters, the women, can also be sons of God. Are we okay with that? Amen. And we men can be the bride of Christ. Now, I've spent many years being a man, a male, in my natural. And in the natural understanding, I have a hard time trying to figure out how I'm going to be a bride. But you see, these are spiritual words. These are not natural carnal understanding. The Bible is a spiritual book. We have to come up a little higher to understand what God is saying. So we know that God wants sons. Now there are two words in the Bible that speak of the children. The one word means little children and the other means grown up sons. The other night I got my two words mixed up, so I better be careful.
በሌላ ምሽት ላይ ትንሽ ደበለቅለቅ ያደረኩ ይመስለኛል ለሌላ ጊዜ አሁን ላብራራ ነው የሚሉት በደንብ
The one word in Greek is technon, the other is hoios.
Technon is
Do you remember which is which, Bert?
Technon is the small child.
Technon is small child.
Technon የሚለው ትንሽ ልጅ የሆነ ማለት ነው በግሪክኛው
We have two technon here.
እዚ ሁለት አሉ ነው የፍቅረ ልጅ
Two children.
እነኚህ ሁለቱ
Now it would be good that the rest of us were hoyas. Sons. But the problem is, we can grow up and get large in size, and we're still not sons.
በእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ያለን የልጅነትን ነገር ልጅ እንደምንሆን አድርገን ለእግዚአብሔር ምናን አንረዳም ገብቷቸዋል ሚስጥሩ ሁሌም ግን ለእግዚአብሔር ምኖች ነን ልጆች ነን
Because if we still have carnal thinking like a child we are not mature
ልክ ልጆች አሁን ነኝን ብላቴኖችን አልበሰሉም አይደል የምንለው በእነሱ ደረጃ ግን እኛ ምን ብለናል አድገናል ግን ነው የሚሉት በስጋ በተለያየ ነገር እንግዘፍ እንጂ የተፈጥሮ ዓለም ስለሚታገለን አሁንም ልጅነት በእኛ ላይ ይታያል አለ
Paul one time said when I was a child I thought like a child I acted like a child but when I became a man I put away childish things
ጳውሎስ የሚናገረው ነገር ነው የጠቀሰው እናንተ ታገኙታላችሁ ቆሮንቶስ ላይ ይመስለኛል ልጅ ያለው እንደ ልጅ አስም ነበር እንደ ልጅም ቆጥር ነበር ብሎ የተናገረው ነው የጠቀሰው አሁን ግን የልጅነትን ጸባይ ባህሪ ሽር ያለው
Now the sad thing is that many people in church
are still thinking like a child.
የሚያሳዝነው ነገር ነው የሚሉት በቤተ ክርስቲያን አሁንም እንኳን በዘመኑ ባለች ቤተ ክርስቲያን ሰዎች ቤተ ክርስቲያን ውስጥ ቁጭ ብለው ግን ከልጅ የማይሻል አስተሳሰብን ያሳያል ያንጸባርቃሉ.
If I tell you that the kingdom of heaven is within you, are you going to be offended?
የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት በእናንተ ውስጥ ናት ብላችሁ ትቆጡ ይሆን ወይ ነው የሚሉት?
Or are you going to say, no, the kingdom is out there somewhere? You see, the disciples were thinking like children right up until the crucifixion.
ደቀ መዛሙርቶቹ አልተረዱም አልገባቸውም ነበርና የልጅነት ባህሪን ያንጸባርቁ ነበር.
They wanted a different kind of kingdom than Jesus was talking about.
ስለዚህ እነሱ የሚያስቡት ከሮማ ነጥቆ ምድራዊ መንግስት ምን እንዲያረግ እንዲሰጣቸው ስለነበር አልገባቸውም ነበር የክርስቶስ መንፈሳዊ ምስጢር እሱ ሰማያዊ መንግስትን የሚተክለው እነሱ ግን ምድራዊነትን ነበር.
So we need to teach the people of God the spiritual things.
ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔርን ሰዎች ህዝቦች መንፈሳዊ ምስጢር ልናስተምር ይገባል እግዚአብሔርን ልጆች.
Now the definition of what a son of God is, a good definition is found in Romans the 8th chapter.
የእግዚአብሔር ልጅ መሆን የሚለውን በትክክል ከመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ የሚያብራራልን አገላለጽ ሮሜ ምዕራፍ 8 ነው የሚለው.
And
definition from one of Paul's letters to one of the churches that they had need of milk when they should be eating meat.
Amen. Yes. He said, I should be feeding you strong meat, but you can only drink milk.
እናንተ የጠነከረ ነገር ምግብ መመገብ ሲገባችሁ አሁንም ግን እንደ ህፃን ወተት መገብ ታውቃላችሁ ግን ፈልጋላችሁ ነው ብሎ የገሰጸበት.
Wasn't that the Galatians?
I think Galatians were guilty of a lot of
things. I think Galatia or Timothy.
No, you wouldn't write that to Timothy.
Galatia lay with Timothy.
Could have been Galatians.
He was talking to him about being carnal.
በተፈጥሮ ስጋዊ አስተሳሰብ ሆነው ወደ እግዚአብሔር ነገር አልተጠጉምና ያንን ይላቸዋል.
Well, he's talking to the Romans too about being carnal.
ሮሜም ላይ ይህንኑ ነገር ይናገራል ነው የሚሉት.
The whole first part of the 8th chapter of Romans is a definition between carnality and spirituality.
ስለ ስጋዊነት
Oh, it's Corinthians. Let's read 1 Corinthians 3, chapter 3, verse 2. Yes. Let's read the first three verses. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ.
There's also one
in Hebrews 12.
How many verses did you read?
From 1 to 3.
1 to 3. All right. For ye are yet carnal. Amen. All right. So.
I didn't follow. Sorry. Hebrew. You are mentioning another verse.
We'll get into some in Hebrews here in a little bit too. So, but let's get to this definition in Romans. By the way, in every gathering, there are children and there are sons. And many different sizes.
We have some
babes in our fellowship. Some of them are new Christians. New Christians. 50 years old. Still babes. Act like babies, act like children. But let's talk about the mature. Amen. Let's see God's standard for us. Let's look at Romans chapter 8 in verse
I'd love to read the whole chapter, but let's just start here in verse 14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, if you're going to be a shepherd over sheep, we're going to have to teach the sheep to hear the Spirit of God. There are many churches where the pastor is the only one that hears from God.
He
tells the people, thus saith the Lord, and he doesn't want to hear from anybody else.
So,
now we have to teach the people the Word of God, but we also have to teach the people to hear from God. If we don't, we keep them all babies. We will not allow people to grow up in Christ. So Paul is saying the sons of God are hearing the Spirit of God. Here in this room we have 12 grown up people. How wonderful to have a fellowship of 12 mature people, every one of them hearing what the Spirit of God is saying. Every one of us having gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Visions, dreams, revelation, word of wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Word of prophecy. Amen. Okay, now it says more about the sons of God. As we come down to verse 18, it says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now he's still talking about the sons of God. What is your belief of the glory of God? Are we going to be part of that glory, or is it something we're just going to see? Now, you know, didn't John say, and we beheld his glory? The only begotten of God. So we will behold his glory.
Amen.
Amen. Now Isaiah had another vision of the glory. I think it's in chapter 60. Maybe the first two verses of Isaiah 60, I believe. Where isn't it this here where he says, "Arise and shine, for the light is come"? Oh yes, here it is. "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee."
Isaiah Miraf Silisa, Utrand Nanabub, Brahadish Utwalina, Yijabrim Kabir, what it told the Shalina Taneshi, Abri. Amen. Yijabr Kabir Mimbulisha, what told the Shal Vasrael.
Let's read the next verse, and it says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth." "And gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." Now, this is a revelation that Isaiah had. It's a higher level than just seeing the glory. This is one step better. This is the glory to be seen upon me. Now Moses had a taste of that glory, didn't he? When he came down from the mount, the glory of God was on his face. So much of the brightness of God that he had to put a veil on his face. This is pretty good, isn't it? To have the glory of God reflected on you. Now Isaiah is of course speaking about our time. He's talking about the end time when he says gross darkness is going to cover the earth. Darkness. Greater darkness will be on the people. You look out in the streets. Great darkness on the people. And the darkness is getting greater and greater and greater. But God wants to be seen in this dark world. Hallelujah. But you see, what Paul is saying here in Romans is even a step above that. He says the glory will be revealed in us. It won't be just something that I will see. It won't be just some shining on my face. But there's going to be the fullness of Christ in me.
Me,
if I'm a son of God. That means the way I talk. The way I answer you. The way I live in my house. The way I live with my wife and my children. The way I am with the others in the body of Christ. The glory of God. The wisdom of God. The words of God. It's going to be in us. This is a promise, brethren. This isn't just get to heaven, you know, and avoid hell.
ዝም ብለን ከሲኦል ብቻ ወጥተን አምልጠናል ምንለው ብቻ ሳይሆን ተስፋ አለ ሊገለጥ ያለ ክብር አለ የምናየው አሜን
God is saying you can have me in you so that others will know
በእኛ ውስጥ እሱ ሲኖር በእኛ ውስጥ ደግሞ ለሌሎች እንደሚታይ ተስፋ አለን ክርስቶስ በእናንተ መሆኑ የክብር ተስፋ ነው የሚለው
Now the next verse Very important. He says, for the earnest expectation of the, it says creature, but it means creation, is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, if you want to remember anything that we're preaching, remember this. Creation is waiting for sons of God. Why would God do a thing like that? He created the whole world. He could do anything to the world that he wants to. But he has allowed the world to get into darkness so that he can manifest his sons. Oh, brethren, read the book of Revelation, what God's plans are for His sons. What kind of God is this? That He gives us a chance to be like Him. And that all of creation all of creation is waiting for this. What's wrong in the environment? What's gone wrong in the earth? Animals, weather, trees, everything, pollution. It's waiting for something. I mean, we see the earth, this area just south of where we are in Africa, it's just terrible desert. Nothing can grow. The Sahara Desert. All of Northern Africa. Just no rain. I mean, do you believe that this could become a beautiful water garden with green grass and trees? What's going to happen to this earth when righteousness comes to rule in the whole earth? Devil is locked up in hell, starved because he can't get any more life from people. Amen. Well, this is the promise. Now let's look at a little difference here. Let me look at, there's so many things here. Let's look at Galatians. Let's just read the first four verses here, okay? I'll read it in English, and then you can read after me then, brother. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, under the law to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. That was five verses.
Galatians 4?
Yes.
1:5. ወራሹ ህፃን ሆኖ ባለበት ዘመን ሁሉ ምንም የሁሉ ጌታ ቢሆን ከቶ ከባሪያ አይለይም ነገር ግን አባቱ እስከቀጠረለት ቀን ድረስ ተጠባቂዎችና ከመጋቢዎች በታች ነው እንዲሁኛ ደግሞ ህፃናት ሆነን ሳለን ከዓለም መጀመሪያ ትምህርት በታች ተገዝተን ባሪያዎች ነበርን ነገር ግን የዘመኑ ፍጻሜ በደረሰ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር ከሴት የተወለደውን ከህግም በታች የተወለደውን ልጁን ላከ እንደ ልጆች እንሆን ዘንድ
Well, you can say, well, we're all children of God. But if you're only a child, you still have no authority.
Let's
say I'm an owner of a business. It doesn't matter, any kind of business. I'm the owner of a nice big business. Now when I die, my child will have, I will give this business to my child. But when he's 7 years old, I'm not going to go away and give my 7-year-old child to run my business. He's a nice boy, but he has no experience. He'll make bad decisions. I'll come home 2 weeks later and my business is gone. So when he's a child, he needs to be in school. Then when he grows up and I see that he can make wise decisions, I see that he's careful, then I might say, now I think my son is ready. And this is what Paul is talking about here to the Galatian people. Sure, he's going to be the boss someday, but not when he's 8 years old. Okay, now, in the same part of Galatians, this is Paul talking to the Galatian people again, in verse 19, my little children of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Paul is writing to a church. Church, people, adults.
Beta Christian sinnel na milut yaddegem yaladegem tellukum tinishum bewsqa yallaba.
How would your church like to get this letter from Paul? He calls them all little children. What is Paul praying for these children? They're saved, they're born again, they're probably baptized. Okay, maybe some of them are baptized in the Holy Spirit too. But he says, I am travailing like a mother to get Christ formed inside of you.
ነገር ግን እዚህ ቁጥር 19 ያለ ያለው ልጆች ሆይ ክርስቶስ በእናንተ እስኪሳል ድረስ ዳግመኛ ስለናንተ ምጥ ይዞኛል ይላል ጥንቀቱን ይገልጻቸዋል
In other words you talk about Christ You talk about the kingdom of Christ, but the way you're acting, you don't have Christ living inside of you. Then he says, Let's talk about Abraham. Let's talk about two different kinds of sonship. Okay, that's down in verse
22.
He said, Abraham had two sons, one by the bond maid and the other by a free woman.
አብርሃም ሁለት ልጆች እንደነበሩት ይናገራል የሆኑት ሁለት ልጆች ለአብርሃም እንደነበሩት
Now what he's going to be talking about is that there are two different kinds of sonship churches.
እነኚህ ሁለት ልጆች የጨዋይቱ የባሪያይቱን ሐሳቡና እንተ በትክክል ስለምታገኙት እንዳገልበ የባሪያይቱና የጨዋይቱ እየተባሉ የተመሰሉትን እንደሚሉት የቤተክርስቲያን ምሳሌ ነው ቤተክርስቲያን ያሉት ልጆች ይወከላሉ
Sonship means maturity. But do you know you can come to the maturity in the wrong kind of thing? You know there are sons of the devil too. Yeah. Full grown mature sons of evil.
አድገናል ይያሉ ፍጹም ተሞልተናል በእግዚአብሔር ነገር ይያሉ የሚመስሉ ግን የሰይጣን ምን ይሆኑ ልጆች ሆኑ ሊታዩ መሳሪያ ይሆኑ ሊኖሩ ይችላሉ
wickedness that is very very clever and very well, I hate to say the word good but
wicked.
Very wicked in their wickedness
ውድቀታቸውን የማያውቁ በጣም ደካማ የሆኑ በጣም በውድቀት ውስጥ እየኖሩ ያሉ ግን ያንን ሳይረዱ እንደ ብዙ ነገር ራሳቸው እንዳወቁ የሚኖሩ ይሄ አላዋቂነት የተሞሉ የሰይጣን ልጆች
Okay, Abraham had two sons.
አብርሃም ሁለት ልጆች አሉት እዚህ
And it says this is an allegory which means it's a spiritual picture.
የተለየ አተረጓጎም እንዳይመስላችሁ የምናገረው ግን መንፈሳዊ ገጽታ አለ መንፈሳዊ ስዕል አለ የሚተውልን
Now in verse 25 it says this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and answers to Jerusalem which now is and is in bondage with her children.
What are him to like? Chimagar ba'aram midir yallechu debre sinanat. Ahunum yallechun Yerusalemin temetlallech. Kelijochu agar babarnet natna lelenyaitu Yerusalem gin yale katala.
Paul is saying this is the old system of religion.
ይሄንን ጳውሎስ እየመሰለ ያለው የአሮጌ እምነት በውስጥ ህይወት የሌለበት ሃይማኖት ስርዓት ማንጸባረቅን እሚከተሉት እንደሚወስ ነው የሚያመለክተው በአጋር
When Paul
በባርነት ናት
When Paul said Jerusalem he meant the Jewish people with the thinking that crucified Jesus
ታውቃላችሁ እነኛ አይሁዶች ኢየሩሳሌም ብሎ የሚጠልፋት ክርስቶስን አሳልፈው ምን ያደርጉ ናቸው የሰጡ የገደሉ ሃይማኖት ስርዓት ግን ምን ነበራቸው ግን ክርስቶስ ምን አደረጉ አሳልፈው ሰጡ
bondage to tradition
ለሃይማኖት የታሰሩ በሃይማኖት ስርዓት
old order old house
ያረጀ ቤት ውስጥ የሚኖሩ በመንፈሳዊ ሚስተር
okay now he says but the Jerusalem which is above is free which is the mother of us all
እንግዲህ ማለት ሌላኛይቱ ኢየሩሳሌም ግን በነጻነት የምትኖር ናት
Now you see, you can't use the word Jerusalem and be in the natural thinking on both of these verses. One is Old Jerusalem and one is New Jerusalem, which is spiritual. Amen. Where is Mount Zion today?
ጽዮን ምንላት የጽዮን ተራራ ያን ምንሰብከው ምንናገራት አሁን የት ናት
Where is the real Jerusalem today?
እነተኛው ኢየሩሳሌም የት ናት አሁን?
Tell me.
ንገሩኝ። የት ናት?
Is it up there in Israel? No. That's the old one. When Paul says the Jerusalem that is above, he's talking about the kingdom of God. He just uses that word, Jerusalem. So you see, if you're going to be a son of God now, you have to understand spiritual words. All right, so there's two churches, isn't there? He says it's an allegory. Now he says, I'm going to talk about two different churches. Old order church, new order church. All right, verse 27, for it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not, for the desolate hath many more children than she that hath a husband. Alright, we could talk about, let's talk about two different churches right here in Addis. There's some churches in town. They have a great big dome. And they have thousands of people. Amen. But here we have a church. Today we have 12 people in our church. This sounds like a barren woman, doesn't it? Where is all the children of this church? But Paul says to this church, rejoice, because you're going to have more children than the other one. Now don't start counting yet.
Amen.
It says, verse 28 now, it says, now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. And he says, as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. So which church is going to persecute which church? Are we going to go and persecute the big church? No, we're not interested in persecuting them. But some of the old order churches might be interested in persecuting us. I'm reading what Paul wrote here. Nevertheless, verse 30, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman.
Amen. ነገር ግን መጽሐፍ ምን ይላል? የባሪያይቱ ልጅ ከጨዋይቱ ልጅ ጋር አይወርስምና ባሪያይቱን ከልጇ ጋር አውጣት።
So the word woman in scripture refers to church.
ሴት በቤተ ክርስቲያን የምን ምሳሌ ነች? በክርስቶስ
Church is a feminine word, it's a spiritual word, and a woman in the Bible is a type of a church. Bride of Christ has a feminine name. But it includes men and women.
All right.
So Paul is saying to this church, put out the bond woman. And this is what Abraham had to do. One day he had to send Hagar away. Now, she had her children. It was a different, but they were not of the promise. The promise was with Isaac. Verse 31, so then, brethren, we are not children of the bond woman, but of the free. Let's look at another choice that someone made in the book of Hebrews. I think if we look in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, what do you call the 11th chapter of Hebrews? What's your word for that chapter?
Man of faith.
Okay.
Just the father of faith are mentioning
this faith chapter.
Faith chapter. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Faith chapter. All right. Now let's look at Moses. We'll have to look down to verse. We'll start in verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw that he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment.
You read it, verse 24?
That's 23.
Kutra 23. ሙሴ ከተወለደ በኋላ ወላጆቹ ያማረ ሕፃን መሆኑን አይተው በእምነት 3 ወር ሸሸጉት የንጉሱንም አዋጅ አልፈሩም።
And verse 24, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
ቁጥር 24 ሙሴ ካደገ በኋላ የፈርዖን የልጅ ልጅ እንዳይባል በእምነት እንቢ አለ.
Now, what does it mean? Does it say in your Bible when he came to years, or how would you translate that to English?
ሙሴ ካደገ በኋላ የፈርዖን ልጅ ልጅ እንዳይባል በእምነት እንቢ አለ የሚለው ካደገ በኋላ የሚለው የእናንተ መጽሐፍ ምን ይለዋል ነው የሚለው? When he grows, when he matured.
Oh, it says matured.
Yes.
In English, it just says when he came to years.
Yes, yes. Also, it means years.
Okay.
Yes.
So when Moses came to a point of maturity, he had to make a decision. Now, how old was Moses when he came to years?
ይሄ ከደገ በኋላ ተብላ የተጠቀሰችው የስንት ዓመት እድሜ እያለ ነው የወስኖ የወጣው ታውቃላችሁ አይደል? 40 years. ልክ ነው። 40 ዓመት የአርባ ዓመት ልጅ እያለ በፈርዖን ቤት መኖርን እምቢ ብሎ ምን አለ?
It took him 40 years to make this decision.
ስለዚህ ወደዚህ ውሳኔ ለመድረስ ምን ያህል ዓመት ፈጅቶበታል ማለት ነው? 40 ዓመት ለመሰል ለመረዳት ለማደግ.
Now it says that he chose not to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. It doesn't say he chose not to be the son of
Pharaoh.
But he would not be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
የፈርዖን የምን የልጅ ልጅ እንዳይባል
because daughter is a woman
ሴት ምንድን ነው ታውቃላችሁ
So this would be the church that he decided that he would not be a part of.
ስለዚህ አቤት ሚስተር ነው አሜን የፈርዖን ልጅ እንዳይባል ሲሉ ፈርዖን የምን ምሳሌ አርገው እንደተናገሩ ይገባቸዋል ያ የፈርዖን ልጅ ማለት ደግሞ ያው ፈርዖን የዓለም የሰይጣን የግብጽ ነው አይደል የዛ አይነቱ ልጅነትን አልተመኘም አሜን
The Church of Egypt
የግብጽ እንደ ቤተክርስቲያን አርጋችሁ መስሏት
Egypt means the world
ግብጽ የዓለም ምሳሌ ናት
So Moses was brought up in the church of the world.
ስለዚህ ሙሴ እንግዲህ የተወለደው በግብጽ ካለች ቤተክርስቲያን አርጋችሁ ተረዱን ነሚሉት
His mother was the church of the world.
እናቱ ደግሞ ዓለም አርጋችሁ በዓለም አርጋችሁ በግብጽ መስሏት
But one day he said, I don't belong in this church of the world.
አይ ለዚህ ዓለም ቤተክርስቲያን ልጅ መሆን አልፈልግም ብሎ ወጣ
And then he saw what the other church was like.
ስለዚህ ሌላ ቤተክርስቲያን ላይ ታየው እሱ.
And they were suffering.
ያቺ ቤተክርስቲያን በስቃይ የምትያለ.
They were persecuted.
መሰደድ ያለባት.
And he said I will join that church because the promise of God is in that church.
እኔ የእግዚአብሔር ተስፋ ያላት በድራቴን እና ይባት ያቺኛው ቤተክርስቲያናትና መከራም ስቃዩ ቢበዛ ከዛችንም ሞሄደው ብሎ ተስፋ ወዳላት ወደዛች ፈቀቀለ አሜን
See Moses could have been the high priest in his church.
ስለዚህ ሙሴ ከዛ ከወጣ በኋላ ወደዛች ወደ ስቃዩ ወዳለች ሄዶ ግን ካህን ነው የሆነው ከፍ ነው ያለው
He could have been the big man.
ዘጎታ ለሄዶ የተሻለ ሰው ነው የሆነው በእግዚአብሔር
ምጫ Amen Okay but then it says Here's what his choice was verse 25 Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season
ከግብጽም ብዙ ገንዘብ ይልቅ ስለ ክርስቶስ መነቀፍ እጅግ የሚበልጥ ባለጠግነት እንዲሆን አስቧልና ለጊዜው ከኃጢአት ከሚገኝ ደስታ ይልቅ ከእግዚአብሔር ሕዝብ ጋር መከራ መቀበልን መረጠ በድራቱን ትኩር ብሎ ተመልክቷል ሃሌሉያ
If Moses were the senior pastor of the Church of Egypt he could have had all the pleasures that he could ever have wanted
አጥቡ እንግዲህ ሙሴ ይሄ አሁን ሲኒየር ፓስተር የሚባልና ይሄ ተለያየ ያለ አይደለ የመጀመሪያው ተደርጎ በግብጽ ቢኖር ኑሮ የፈርዖን ልጅ ተብሎ በመድራዊነት ምን ያህል ደረጃ የምድርን ነገር ግን የተሻለውን ነገር መርጦ ብድራቱን ያየው በክርስቶስ ያለው ህዝብ ጋር ነው አሜን
The best house
የተሻለውን ክብርና ቤት አየ
The best chariot The best horses
የተለያዩ ወጊያዎች የተለያዩ ነገሮችን እዛ በፈርዖን ያሉትን ሳይሆን
All kinds of servants
በእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ያለውን አገልግሎት መረጠ አየ
The best wife
የተሻለ ትዳር
anything he wanted
በእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ያለው መልካም
pleasure 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 never suffer anything
ከዚህ በኋላ በክርስቶስ ካለው ህዝብ ጋር ያለው መከራ ደስታዬ ነው አለ
but
ነገር ግን
they weren't the people of god
ነገር ግን እንደዛም ሆኖ የእግዚአብሔርን ህዝቦች ያስጠነቀቀ ይያገለግላል
and he said no these people are the people of god
እንዴ ያለላቸው በግብጽ ፊት እየቆመ እነኚህ እግዚአብሔር የመረጣቸው ህዝቦች ናቸውና ያገለግሉ ዘንድ ምን በል ድቀቅ ይያለ ያስጠነቀቀላቸው ፈርዖንን አገለገለ
verse 26 esteeming the reproach of christ to be greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. We'll just stop there for a minute.
ስለ ክርስቶስ መነቀፍ እጅግ የሚበልጥ ባለጠግነት እንዲሆን አስቧልና.
Moses was in the prosperity church.
ሙሴ የነበረበት የገባበት ያለው ለጊዜው ከሚገኝ ደስታ ይልቅ ከሚለው በጊዜው የብልጽግና ወንጌል እንደሚባለው በብልጽግና የታነቁ ውስጥ ነው የነበረው ባይወጣ ኑሮ
He was in the treasures of Egypt church
ያለ ያለው ለጊዜው ከሚገኝ ደስታ የሚለው ነው ያብራሩ ያለው
But he came to understand
ከግብጽ ብዙ ገንዘብ ይልቅ ገብቷቸዋል ቀድም በቤተክርስቲያን መሰለዋል በጊዜው በነበረቻው በግብጽ ባለቻው ቤተክርስቲያን ብለው በመሰለዋት ዘንድ ሀብቱ ብሩ ወርቁ ብዙ ደስታው ሊበዛለት ይችል ይሆናል ከዛ ይልቅ ከክርስቶስ ህዝብ ጋር ያለው መከራ መምረጡ
The riches of Christ are better
ከክርስቶስ ህዝብ ጋር
than all the prosperity of this world
እዚህ በዓለም ከማገኘው ደስታ ይልቅ ከእግዚአብሔር ህዝብ ጋር መከራ መቀበሌ ለኔ ይሻላል
Says for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward
ስለ ክርስቶስ መነቀፍ እጅግ የሚበልጥ ባለጠግነት እንዲሆን አስቧልና
He knew where the real reward was going to come.
ምን አለ የከበረ ዋጋ ከፊት ለፊቱ በእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ እንደሚጠብቀው ያቀ ነበር
Verse 27 it says by faith he forsook Egypt not fearing the wrath of the king for he endured as seeing him who is invisible
በቁጥር 27 ላይ የንጉሱን ቁጣ ሳይፈራ የግብጽ አገር የተወ በእምነት ነበር የማይታየውን እንደሚያየው አድርጎ ጸንቷልና
That's right Moses had a revelation.
ሙሴ ስለመጨረሻው ዘመን ራእይ ተቀብሏል ስለመጨረሻው ዘመን አይቷል ምክንያቱም ምዝጋ የማይታየውን እንደሚያየው ምን አድርጎ አጥንቷል የምትለውን አስምሩባት የወደፊቱን ሁኔታ እንኳን ህይወቱን ፍጻሜና ዘመኑን ማለት ተረድቷል
Now when I read the passage in Exodus
የዘጸአትን መጽሐፍ ስናነብ
I had the impression that Moses ran because he was afraid of Pharaoh.
ሙሴን ይፈራ ስለነበረ ነው ጥሎ ሸሽቶ ምን ያለው ይወጣው በያስብ ነበር.
But it says here that he made a purposeful decision that he would leave Egypt.
ነገር ግን የሚሉት ያ እኔ በተረዳሁት በማንነት የመረዳ ሳይሆን ከእግዚአብሔር ህዝብ ጋራ ያለውን መከራ መምረጡ የተሻለና የከበረ መሆኑ ስለገባው ነው እንጂ ፈርቶ ጥሎ ወጦ አይደለም የገባው ራእይ የገባው ውስጥ ያለው ነገር ነው ጥሎ እንዲወጣ ያደረገው
And he didn't do it from fear he did it because he had a revelation
ስለፈራ ሳይሆን ከእግዚአብሔር መገለጥ ስላገኘ ነው ጥሎ የወጣው
Amen I want to just show you one other little passage and I want you to see that everything is coming to fullness.
ሁሉ ነገር ወደ ፍጹም ወደ ማለቅና ወደ ሙላት እየመጣ እንዳለ ለነግራችሁ ፈልጋለሁ አንድ ሌላ ክፍል ላይ ይተነገራል.
Look in Matthew chapter 13.
ማቴዎስ 13 ላይ ይገኛል.
And remember that this is the parable of the sower sowing the wheat and then the enemy sowed the tares in the field.
በዚህ በማቴዎስ 13 ላይ የዘሪው ምሳሌ ነው የሚናገረው ታቃላችሁ ከፍሉ አጠቃላይ ምራፉ ስለ ዘሪ ዘሪ ይዘራ ምን አለ ወጣ
Now it says here in verse 30 we're talking about the interpretation of this
እዚህ ጋር የሚገልጸው አገላለጥ አለ
Jesus said, "Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, 'Gather together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.'"
Verse 30. ተዋቸው እስከ መከር ጊዜ አብረው ይደጉ በመከር ጊዜም አጫጆችን ይቀርታ አጫጆችን እንክርዳዱን አስቀድማችሁ ልቀሙ በእሳትም ለማቃጠል በየነዶ እሰሩ ስንዴውን በጎን በጎተራዬ ከታቱ እናለሁ አለ
Okay now go to verse 38
ቁጥር 38
And he said well in verse 37 it says he that sowed the good seed is the son of man
ከቁጥር 37 ጀምሮ እርሱም መልሶ እንደሃላቸው መልካም ዘርን የዘራው የሰው ልጅ ነው
The field is the world.
እርሻውም ዓለም ብሎ ይናገራል እዛው ላይ.
The good seed and this word should be sons. The good seed does your Bible say are the sons of the kingdom?
እርሻውም ዓለም ነው ካለ በኋላ መልካሙም ዘር የመንግስት ልጆች ናቸው.
Does it say sons?
Yes.
Mature ones.
Yes.
Okay, in the old King James it says children. It's the wrong word.
መልካሙም ዘር የመንግስት ልጆች ናቸው እንክርዳዱ ደግሞ የማን የክፉ
ልጆች It should say sons. Mhm. If your Bible says children cross it out write the word sons in there.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says the good seed are the sons of the kingdom.
መልካሙም ዘር የመንግስት ልጆች ናቸው ይላል.
Sons. That means the kingdom of God is come to maturity, fullness.
ስለዚህ የእግዚአብሔር ልጆች የመንግስቱ ዘርናቸው ስንል ወደ ሙላት ወደ ፍጹምነት ያደጉ የእግዚአብሔር የመንግስቱ መገለጫ የሆኑ ልጆች
In fact the whole world is come to where the harvest is ripe.
ስለዚህ አዝመራው ነጥቶ የሚሰበሰብበት ጊዜ ሲደርስ የነዚህ የእግዚአብሔር ልጆች በሙላት መገለጠት ይጠብቃል።
And then he says, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one.
ቁጥር 39 እንክርዳዱም የክፉ ልጆች ናቸው።
Maturity of wickedness.
አሰቡ እንግዲህ በስለታቸው ውድቀት ውስጥ ያሉ እነዚህ ደግሞ እንክርዳድ የተባሉት የማልጆች የሰይጣን ልጆች።
As in the days of Noah.
በኖህ ጊዜ እንደነበረው
The world is ripe.
ዓለም በጥፋት ውስጥ ነው አሁን ያለው።
In our generation the world is getting ripe.
ስለዚህ ዓለም እንግዲህ አጫጆች የሚሰበሰቡበት ጊዜ አሁን ዓለም እንደኖህ ዘመን እንዲኖር ሲል
Sons of the kingdom of God.
የእግዚአብሔር ልጆች ያልናቸው
At the same time the fullness of wickedness.
ደግሞ ውድቀት በሙላት የሚገለጥባቸው ደግሞ የጠላት የጥፋት ልጆች
ናቸው። Now how is God going to deal with all this?
ከነኚህ ጋር እንዴት ነው እግዚአብሔር ከሁለቱ ለይቶ ሊሰራ የሚፈልገው?
He said I'm going to send the angels.
መላእክቶችን እልካለሁ አለ።
And I'm going to take out first the tares.
አጫጆች ብሎ የሚናገረው ምሳሌውን ታውቃላችሁ። መጀመሪያ ይመጡና እንክርዳዱን ከስንዴው ምን ያረጋታል?
Judgment of God is coming.
ይለይታል። ያ ማለት ፍርድ ይመጣል፣ ፍርድ ይሆናል ማለት ነው።
Wickedness, wicked man removed from the world.
ይሆኑ የእንክርዳዱ ዘርና የእንክርዳዱ የሰይጣን ምሳሌ የሆኑት በሙሉ ይታጨዳሉ።
Put into bundles.
እና በአንድ ቦታ ይሆናሉ።
And burned.
እና ለቃጠሎ ይሆናሉ።
Hallelujah. Oh, there's so much more about the sons of God. So much more in Hebrews. Hebrews is full of reference to the sons of God. But I see my time has come. So, we're going to say God bless you.
Amen.